So, like, this sounds real crazy and distorted. Is it because of the headphones or?
I don't know.
Blah, blah.
Does it sound good to you?
Yeah, it sounds.
No, no, that's terrible. Yeah, no.
Try the other hole.
Oh, yeah.
The other one?
The other hole.
No, the other one over here.
No, this one is perfect. It was. Oh, I think I really did have it in the wrong hole. All puns.
That's attended. What she always says.
Yeah.
Well,
on that note.
Enough boy talk. Girls run the world. Girls. It's time for the broadcast. Run the world. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I'm Vicky B. Over there we got Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And this is Your Highness Destiny. Hello.
Hello, Your Highness. I'm digging that name.
Yes.
Me too.
The High Priestess.
The High Priestess.
The High Priestess. Yeah, I'm digging that too.
She's very ethereal. I really love it.
Thank you.
Well, since we are talking to you, my dear, how can people get a hold of us?
So, yeah, before we get too deep into today's story, you can get a hold of us on our social medias at Instagram and Twitter. It is the same at the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Email us at the broadcast 999@gmail.com. And Facebook, of course, the broad-cast. Yeah.
Easy peasy. Perfect. We have a really awesome logo that Sage designed for us.
Indubitably.
All right. So before we get into, you know, speed dating, because that's all we've been talking about the last 2 weeks.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Things were interesting. We did get a message from Brandon, I think, to our Facebook page. And he says, I was listening to the latest podcast and you three were talking about karaoke and unsure about trying new songs. So try out songs on Rock Band at home before doing them at karaoke. It's like, I hate the sound of my voice, but I like to sing. So Rock Band is great. Have a nice day, ladies.
That's how I knew I loved Buddy Holly, because we did it for Rock Band. I was like, sweet, I can totally do this at karaoke. So yeah, I love that idea.
And that's how I kind of thought of doing No Doubt as well. Either Don't Speak or...
I gave you that idea.
No, it wasn't Lies. Don't Speak. It was Just a Girl. Excuse me. Just a Girl, because we started playing that on Rock Band. So that was pretty legit.
Just a Girl is a fun song in general.
I
miss Rock Band.
I have it. I'm thinking of buying, because they're all really cheap, because I have the 360. I don't have like the new one, the Xbox One.
Yeah.
So I have the old school ones. You still have to connect to the Xbox. And so to buy the games online, they're really cheap.
I'm like a grandma when it comes to it. Like, I still have my PS2. In fact, like, I stopped playing that, and I just have my Nintendo 64. Like, I don't want
to
play anything else anymore. Speaking of which, sweet shirt, Sarah. I love that.
Thank you. Sarah's rocking the BJ and Migs 8-Bit Morning Show.
I need it. Okay, I need it.
That's awesome?
I'm going to get that.
Right. But we did get some more text messages from our fine, fine listeners.
Lay it on us.
All right, so we got, for the ladies of the broadcast, what is your opinion on having unprotected sex? And that, but if the man... does his business there, and then goes up there to, you know, clean up his business.
What is so many questions?
Wait, what?
What exactly?
So I will mimic this with my hand. He there,
yeah,
and then he goes and cleans up his business.
Whoa, that's raunchy.
That's really. I didn't know that I wanted to see that until just now.
I love
it. He's like, I've been wanting to do that with my wife, but I haven't, you know, actually, you know, had the balls to do so. So, ladies, would you think that'd be weird? Or are you into it? I've had guys that were into that sort of thing. It didn't even have to be in that general area.
So he's pretty much like.
So that's where it depends on the person right there. Like, where it gets weird. I don't care.
Yeah, it depends on the person. I love it.
That sounds hot, actually.
Yeah, I agree. I'm like weirdly into, well, okay, anytime I start.
Is it kind of like a domination thing? It's like, yeah, you do that.
Yeah, like, so I was thinking.
Probably.
It can go in so many realms of yes.
Of kink, yeah. Yeah.
I've always wanted to, like, a dude. So far, I've had no takers.
I was like, oh.
I don't think so.
Oh, really?
I have to go on Urban Dictionary. I forgot what that one was, honestly.
It's mimic. Let's say.
I am eating a popsicle.
Mm-hmm.
And then she baby birds it to somebody else.
Oh, no, I hate that. I hate that. I hate that.
I've never done that. No. Have you done that?
No, but I see it on... like
on the videos?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Apparently, you know, whatever. And no, I hate that.
I still want
to
try it.
No, I mean, like, you know, do your own, you know, teach his own, like, you know, rock out, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. However, no.
I mean, just talk to her. She might be into it, too.
Yeah, do it. It sounds hot to me, honestly.
Yeah, it does sound sexy.
All right. So next one, we got our buddy Moose. Message Jen again.
Moose!
Hi, Moose.
He says, hey, guys. First off, I'm high AF.
420.
Yep, he sent this yesterday. So please excuse any spelling errors. The what do you do on a Friday is a great first date question, and I'm totally going to use that. I got super excited when you guys started talking about karaoke, so my favorites are Fat Bottom Girls and Bohemian Rhapsody, or I'm a Sober Big Papa. If I'm Sober Big Papa.
What was the first? You said fat what?
Fat Bottom Girls.
Fat Bottom. That sounds...
Fat Bottom Girls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Duh. That's awesome.
Queen, I do love Bohemian Rhapsody. I will rock out to Bohemian Rhapsody.
I learned about Bohemian Rhapsody and Thunderstruck during my, you know, military drinking game days. It was the best thing ever. Those two songs, like drinking games, first of all, to those songs are amazing. But yeah,
everyone's so into them.
And then he also says, I look forward to when I have a girlfriend and I get to the part where the girl says, yeah, in it, and then I can hand the mic to said girlfriend. I'm guessing with the song, with the songs, I think, unless microphone means something else. Anyways, happy belated 420.
so
I like to think it was
So one, happy 420, yes, indeed. And two, that's adorable. He just like, oh, I can't wait to sing this song with my girlfriend so I can give her the mic for the girl parts. It's so cute.
That is actually really cute.
Although that does remind me, once I was out with a dude and we were doing karaoke in this really crap hole bar in Astoria. And somebody did, I don't know, I got the urge. Sometimes I'll do a Chicago song. I'll do...
oh, like from the musical?
Yeah. I'll do like the Mama, the Queen Latifah song.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think I had, when I was in Oregon, in Portland, I should say, on one occasion, I had this gal come in. She's like, I'm pissed off at my boyfriend. So he's back in the hotel. Like, she was an older gal. She's like, I just want to sing. I just really want to sing, and I want to get all my frustration out. And she sang that song, and I loved it.
That's cute. I love that.
So I love singing it as well on occasion. And it was like... 8 of us in this bar. There's nobody there, so the rotation was pretty quick. And that included the bartender and the karaoke host. The guy I was with, he's like, oh. Or everyone started doing show tunes after that, or just movie music and stuff. He's like, let's do Grease. I said, I will do Grease if I'm the dude. And he played, and I had a great time being Danny Zuko.
And he was the girl?
Yep.
I love that.
Cool. I did the pelvic thrust and everything. It was great. Damn it, now I really want to go to karaoke tonight.
So for tonight, I'm going to 3-2-1 battle.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
It's the WrestleMania one.
Or Battle Mania.
You know what I'm trying to say. Yeah, Battle Mania. And so, yeah, that's where I'm going. Or I'd be totally down for it. But I'm totally here to see some men in tights tonight.
Oh, yeah. 3-2-1 battle puts on a great, great show. And I started going because Kevin from Metal Shop, he's like, do you want to go to this wrestling thing? I'm like, sure. And I kind of got hooked. And I'll go every now and then. I have a buddy who actually wrestles in there.
That's cool.
He's Christian Andes.
Cody MCs too, and he's a nut, so that's
Cody's
awesome.
On the end. He's awesome at MCing. He does such a great job at those events. So if you haven't gotten a chance to go, check it out. Go on Facebook 3-2-1 Battle, and you can check out their schedule and everything.
It's going to be awesome tonight. I'm going to be there for sure.
And like Joey Ryan, he's another wrestler, like a bigger name. He's not in the WWE or anything, but he's pretty big in like the indie circuit. Uh-huh. He's so freaking funny and so hilarious because he comes out in one of those the underwear kind of outfits, and he's super hairy. And he'll walk around. And he'll have a lollipop he's sucking on and stick it in his underwear,
gross,
and then shove it in people's mouths. It's awesome.
Oh my god, no.
Oh.
But he's kind of hot. Like, it's kind of okay.
You're like, I want that lollipop.
I do not mind. I do not mind at all. Moving on.
Indubitably, let's see.
Speaking of wanting lollipops, we went speed dating.
Ladies, I'm so impressed and I want to hear all about it. You guys are so ballsy.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, the day started off, I met up with Destiny at her house and we took a couple shots of whiskey.
Yeah, I was getting ready. I came straight from work and I'm beating my face like with the beauty blender as she's talking. She's like, and I was like, yes, let's talk in makeup. So I'm in a mirror and then like,
I would pull out shots. I'm like, let's go shots.
Yeah, so I'm like doing shots and dabbing, you know, my makeup at the same time.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
Did you get your email, by the way?
I got a few emails.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about that part in a second. I just want to make sure, since you guys, so originally, what ended up happening because we're going to call her out a little bit. Sage did not go with us.
Wow.
The one whose idea this was, the one who sent us the link.
The one who found the link and not the Groupon.
Yeah, by the way,
link,
woman.
That was $20, like half price.
It was half price. And so we paid a lot more money than everyone else. One girl's like, did you find it on Groupon too? Like, and what?
It's like, there's a what?
Yeah. I'm like, it was on Groupon. Dang it.
Why didn't she go?
We'll call her out on the next podcast and she will let her explain herself. But it actually kind of worked out because Destiny's registration didn't go through.
Which was shady from the beginning, but whatever.
The whole
yeah.
thing, like, it was a little
kind of unprofessional.
Because yeah, I didn't get my confirmation right away, so I had to email him about the confirmation, and I got it when he emailed it.
And so I thought that was normal since no one got their confirmation. I didn't either. And so I finally emailed them. They didn't have any record of me. And so.
Did they charge you? Did you check your bank statement?
Oh, so since I took Sage's, I just pay her.
I know, but like, make sure that they did not charge your card when you originally paid, so you're not paying twice. Do you know what I mean?
Understood. I will check.
Check,
that.
And then you can harass them.
Oh, I'd love to do that. I need to harass Amber. I left my purse, whatever, my wallet, whatever.
She left her wallet there.
What? Did you get faded?
Jameson shot. No.
she didn't, like, there was some cash in there, but luckily her ID and stuff wasn't.
Yeah, it was
there.
Nothing important, honestly. Okay. And I got that Kate Spade bag on sale, so it was okay. It was just a little wallet holder. Yeah.
But I mean, if it's
could
still
you guys
there.
Drink there? Like at the
yes, they did have a bar.
Good.
So pro tip, if you ever do pro dating, just double fist it and have your drink at the table because I was trapped and I couldn't get another drink and I needed one immediately.
Right. I finished mine pretty much right away because some of these guys.
Can we start?
Should we talk about your first one?
So my first,
second.
Yeah. So
we were sitting next to each other.
Yeah. So I needed that drink and that and I, you know, and all that because my very first guy, I swear, was this like conspiracy theorist, like he,
creeper. We're not gonna say anybody's names.
Yeah, of course. If you know what's
it's
bad,
not Adam. But.
I literally don't remember anybody's name, so everybody's emailing me like, "Yeah, you match with name."
I still got my notes.
Yeah, but like my notes were just like no.
Yeah, kind of, maybe
heart. Yeah, like
I kept notes for the podcast, Destiny. What did you do?
This
you're
was
just
my...
like f this.
Yeah, no. Honestly.
Actually, during intervention, like the sec, like as we did half, and then we took a bathroom break, tried to get drinks and stuff. We took a shot.
Yeah,
during the break, and I'm sure the guys saw us and were like, "Oh, either these girls know how to party, or these girls know how to party."
Yeah,
so it's so funny. Like in intermission, all the girls are in the bathroom, and we're just like, "Oh my god, what
is
happening?
Can we please leave?" Everyone wanted to leave.
I was just like, "I was like, Vicky, do we have like, please, like, please?" She was like, "No, do it for the story." I was like, right.
"Do it for the podcast," and we already spent hours on this.
Yeah,
let's bleep that part out. I'm so embarrassed. Yeah. I hate that. Anyway, so my very first guy. Which is a conspiracy theorist. Like, I swear, like, he was saying things like, you know, we're all here for no reason. I don't want to sit up and get here and work for the man every single day and blah, blah. And that was the most normal thing he was saying. Like, you should have seen him. You ever see that?
Like, he was all twitching. He was all like, on the table.
You know, like, Charlie Day in the Always Sunny episode where he's just like, yeah, like all, like, jacked out on coffee / meth /
whatever.
Just tweaking.
Yeah. Yeah. At one point he told me, he said something basically along the lines of like his mother and his like sibling are kind of nuts, but he's not.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
If that's not the reddest flag,
right?
I don't know.
Like,
so
no.
Yeah. So like he's my very first one. And so I'm sitting here just like this is my face. He's talking. I'm just like.
Just wide eyed and.
And I look over at Vicky for a sec because like it's that alarming the things he's saying. I wish I would. I was scared to write down what he was saying because you can easily read what the other person was saying.
Yeah.
So like I would be like making fake notes, and when they were like two tables away, I would like change the notes.
And be like, actually sucks.
Yes. Well, not, so yeah, that was number one.
Yeah.
So.
Did he ask anything about you? Like.
I don't remember if we talked.
I honestly can't remember if he asked anything about me.
I was just too stunned.
Yeah.
To really talk to him.
That's a good word, stunned.
I was just like, okay. Like I said something like, well, I think we're put on this planet to put positivity in the world. Because if you're spewing out negativity, you're only going to get more negativity. So why not put more positivity? I remember saying that to him.
That's true. I tried to spin it and just smile and just like make it less crazy.
Make it light. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I did the same.
And each how long did you have with each?
5 minutes.
5 minutes, which
felt like an eternity.
I swear that's way too long. I think 3 minutes is great.
Right. I mean, I think if it was a bigger group, then maybe. But I think.
But you know what's so funny? The ones I actually did vibe with, it felt like it was 2 minutes.
Like,
and I'm just like, that doesn't sound right. So maybe I'm just.
Maybe it just when something's bad.
Yeah. That means like, yeah.
So, you go ahead, darling.
I had one. My first one, her last one. He had such a thick accent. I could not understand him.
Oh.
He was from India, I believe.
Oh, yeah. He was.
He was really nice. But he was I'm like.
Like his first sentence, like. You can see the cogs in my brain just like trying to figure it out. Yeah, it was very thick, but like after a while I can grasp it. Yeah. But yeah, I agree.
I'm so bad at people with thick accents because I will ask what, like a million. What?
Right.
Wait, what?
So
what?
Yeah.
That would piss me off. I'd be like, shut the.
Yeah, but I'm like, I don't know what you're saying, so I'm just going to nod and.
And then yeah.
There was another one from another country.
So speaking.
From Russia.
Speaking of accents. No names. The Russian.
The Russian.
Holy, like he was just talking, and so like you know, like Rocky, like mm-hmm. like was this, the guy, the Russian in Rocky.
Adrian was the girl, so it was
Whatever. Anyway. The Russian Rocky. Everybody knows exactly who that is. Like it was a very thick traditional Russian accent.
He had only been speaking English for 4 years, and he spoke it really well.
Yeah, but like he had this whole air of like. You're beneath me.
Yes.
You American. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yeah. Yeah. I had this vibe. Like, is this a Russian thing to women? Is that just how Russian, like, because, you know, some people.
I think it's a Russian thing.
But, like, just in general, that's
they
how
just
you.
Think they're above everyone else.
I don't know, maybe that's so just, like, how
even,
they.
I'm sorry. So, yeah, it wasn't even that. Just, like, the accent / barrier of finesse. He just hasn't learned yet, you know?
Yeah, like, maybe it is just. Their cultural, because I know here we're a little louder and stuff, but if you go to Japan, for example, mm-hmm. if you're loud and hey, oh my god, how are you? That's very inappropriate.
Yes, mm-hmm. They do not like the deviance of,
And so I'm wondering if that's just a thing with their culture. I'm not sure. So if anybody's Russian or been to Russia and you know, please
but
let
if he's
us
been
know.
Here for 4 years,
you would think,
yeah.
And so I wanted to give him stuff. I stopped myself. I said, shh,
self critiquing. Good job.
No, I wanted to call him out. I'm like, you have the haircut and the outfit of a seventh grader. It's like, come on, dude.
Exactly. You know that.
It's just like the very typical, just like short.
What's that 180s movie, Problem Child?
Oh, I never saw that one.
Oh, man. So the movie Problem Child, he had like that stupid little.
Cut?
Like not yeah. Yeah, that stupid little. Stupid.
Yeah, it was just like, it wasn't like a full on bowl cut because his hair was too short for it, but it was just like, ugh.
It was very Russian.
Grow it up and like spike it. I don't know. Very European, I guess. Very. So I kind of got that vibe too, where he's like, oh, this is beneath me.
Oh. I just remembered. I checked my email. So like the way they communicate back with you is, you know, you match and they'll email you saying like, oh, here's.
Who you matched with?
So it was him.
And he matched with you?
And you know, you want to know what he said?
Yes.
I swear. Like, I wish I could pull it up verbatim.
Wait, do you both have to match each other?
No, it will tell you who, like if you both match each other and then everybody else who picked you.
You'll get an email from.
Yeah, so it's all together. Like, I got one from one I thought was really, really cute. I think it was like the second to last one.
I can't remember anybody's name. Oh, so anyway, so like this is what he said in his email. I wish I could pull it up. Whatever. But it basically said, well, you know, at first I wasn't really interested, but I decided to email you anyway.
What?
Bleep word you not. It said, if not that verbatim, like extra few words, but that. You know what I mean? And so, like, I'm sitting here.
I'm going to check my email because I might be in my spam folder.
No.
Yeah, no, it's so funny to me.
Because apparently he matched, like, I didn't say I wanted to match with him, but he did match me, too.
Yeah, so
the Russian guy.
I'm confused by that because, like, because it was some of them where I just wanted, like, for the Russian guy, it's something about him. So like, I put a heart. So like, I couldn't remember what that meant later. So
yeah.
I guess that's how the director put heart, you know.
That means you want to talk to him.
Yeah,
but
I guess.
There's like a little thing on the sheet that says, yes, I want to talk to you, or no, I want to talk to you.
I had also smoked a bowl before that. So I didn't notice that until like halfway through. So
you're like, oh, I don't know. I don't remember. Do I want a heart?
Yeah. So that was that anyway.
Did you match with anyone that you matched with?
See,
to?
That's another thing. I need to look through my picture because I can't remember name. Like the
like
names,
who?
The faces. Yeah. It's like the only ones I remember are the ones that were like red flag. But the ones like it was a few of them that were like mad cool, like for real cool. And like I wanted to actually talk to again. But
so there were some good ones. There were some good eggs.
Yes. So with the bad, there was definitely some good ones. I met I talked
to. No, that's not him. I thought he messaged me too. I'm like, nope, that's something else in my spam.
So yeah, I talked to one guy. He like prior military, like loved music, like he was black, which is an anomaly here. Honestly, we're like rare Pokemon in the best way, but you know.
Hell yeah.
So like, you know, like he was freaking awesome. And so
that's cool.
I wish I
remembered his name.
Yeah, I wish I remembered his name or anybody's name, honestly.
Oh, you know what we should do? We should hit pause for a sec and see if we can look some of these guys up via their email.
Yes. Pause, pause, pause.
Oh, easy. All right, so we're back from our little break here. I personally did not find a whole lot of info. I found like one dude. And it was one dude that actually Destiny gave her number to.
Hey.
She's trying to steal his jacket.
I mean, yeah, true.
Pretty cool Nickelodeon jacket, but I found him on the Facebooks. He was a nice guy, not my... He did go. I called him on my notes. I wrote Oedipus.
Oh, why? He mentioned that?
He didn't know what Oedipus was.
I don't know what Oedipus is.
That is, honestly, you want to add that to the list of deal breakers, like people who don't read.
People Ooh, don't read?
You would not like me. What's Oedipus?
So Oedipus, I believe it was Greek. It's been a long time since I read it.
Yeah.
Greek story. So there was a king and a queen, and so a little witch told him she had a prophecy. He's like, your son will grow up and he will murder you, the king, and he will have sex with your wife, his mother. So yeah. What they would used to do is that they would put when they didn't want a child, they'd just let it, you know, I forget the term, but it was like basically leave it to nature. They would leave the baby up on a hill or something, and whether the wolves or the climate or whatever would take it.
Interesting.
And this is actually what I explained to him because he didn't know. Like, I joked. I'm like, oh, very Oedipus, huh? You have an Oedipus complex. And I'll tell you why I said that in a sec because it'll make sense.
Okay.
So what ends up happening is the person who was supposed to do that, like one of the servants, didn't have the heart to do it. So they had him raised somewhere else, and he became this really awesome guy on the battlefield, and he rose in ranks. And he's off traveling. The king's traveling to do some stuff, but he's dressed as a peasant. So he wouldn't, you know, get robbed. You don't go driving around like the king. You don't want to get, you know, killed. Well, something happens. They get into a fight. And so he ends up killing the king. He doesn't know it's the king. And much less that this guy's actually his father. So he goes and he ends up going to the palace and ends up some way or another ends up marrying the queen because she's a widow. Again, he does not know that the queen is his mother. And they end up having children and everything. So the thing is, they call it an Oedipus complex. It's like if you have an attraction to your mother. Like a sexual attraction or some sort of. And I know Freud and psychology calls it the Oedipus complex, that every man wants to secretly have sex with his mother and every girl secretly wants to have sex with their father. That kind of a thing. That's why you look. And so when people like date someone that's very similar to their mom, you're like, oh, you got an Oedipus complex there, buddy. That's kind of where that joke comes from. So when he sat down, I was wearing like jewelry. I put on like big chunky earrings and rings and stuff and a necklace. And he was just like, oh. He's like, I really like that. Like, I really love, like, what you got going on. Like, I love the jewelry and stuff. He's trying to be complimentary. He's like, yeah, my mom really does stuff like that, too. And I'm like, you got an Oedipus complex there, buddy? And so I had to sit there and explain it to him.
Oh, my gosh.
I had to make it awkward. I was just like, I have no problem making it awkward right now.
Interesting.
So that was with this guy. That's what I said.
What does someone say to that when you say, like,
yeah.
Like, what would that guy say? Thanks? Or
like, he could have
no?
been like, no, 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 I was trying to compliment. You know, that's where you can be laugh and giggle, but he didn't know what it was. I was like, how the hell do you not know what that means?
I've never heard of that in my life.
How do you block somebody on our email?
put it in spam? Flag it?
True. Okay. Anyway, so yeah. Are we starting back? Because, like, I actually found the email he sent me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You can read it if you'd like.
Alrighty. So, yeah, he says... Looks like you weren't the only one who has chosen me. I wasn't sure about you, but decided to write anyway. If you're still interested in getting to know each other better, let me know. So, like I said, just you weren't the only one interested.
Is that like a macho thing? It's like, oh, other people want me to.
Yeah, probably, honestly.
It must be. Like, honestly and truly, I wasn't expecting more or less or much from this experience and what I'm getting, like, you know what I mean? They can't have that best of social skills to be here. I don't know. That's rude to say.
You guys have social skills, though, when you're there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And here's the thing about, like, what I noticed about all the...
Destiny's face!
One thing I noticed about all the women that were there is that all the women there were gorgeous. They dressed, like, there were some really young girls, like, all different types. They got their lipstick. They got cute dresses on. Their hair was all did. And, like, saw the guys, and I'm sitting here like, oh, this reminds me of that show. What is it, The Beauty and the Geek?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That reminded me of in some situations.
It was only one person there dressed really nice, and that's the one. Yeah. Do you remember his name? We'll check it later anyway.
Maybe.
Because I have one email, but I can't remember who that is. I'll ask you later, Vicky.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Because I'm like, I do not know. I think I know what it is.
And the guys didn't really dress up. They were just like.
Like, I mean, they weren't necessarily dressed not nice, but I think it's.
Somebody literally had on the one that you said remind like give you like the creeps. I was like, oh, he was okay.
He dressed in like a was it a not a blazer but like a nice jacket and okay. like a button up shirt. But
different he, creep.
I was gonna say, oh, that creep.
Yeah,
I wanted to save one of the girls from just because he was like all up on her, and I think she was a little drunk. So I was like, like not up on her like in a bad way, but it's just like I think she was like flirting with him. I'm like, honey, no.
He made me kind of nauseous. Like that's
yeah,
how, like,
he
that's
like kissed
how
all our hands when he said goodbye.
Like wow. it's like you ever see like an infomercial on how to get girls? Like he had a yeah. whole like run
dialogue. And
yeah,
stuff.
Do you guys watch Bob's Burgers?
Yeah, girl. Right. Yes.
So it's like with a Prince of Persuasion.
The Prince of Persuasion.
Reminded me of. And like he had such kind of scumbaggy like manner and move and the way he talked at you.
And honestly, the hand kiss at this. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you're good. That was okay. I'm still have a lot less beeps than if Sage was here.
Yeah, right.
And honestly, it was that annoying. Like at the end, it was very
I'm
Prince
just
of Persuasion.
Like, do not touch me. Oh, like, careful. I mean, I shook everyone's hands. When they got there, and I shook everyone's hands when they left, or I tried to. Just
I didn't.
To be cool. Like, I don't know.
I
felt like, I don't know if it's because I've been doing radio for a while, but I felt like I was conducting an actual interview. Like,
yeah.
Like a radio interview. So I was good at like kind of keeping the conversation going. So I didn't have a whole lot of awkward silences. I only had a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I tried to turn it around. So I did feel like I was like, hey, thank you so much for thank you for being like on the show. That's kind of what
ding?
It felt like.
Was there like a bell?
There was a guy who had like a bicycle bell.
Yeah.
It was like, ching, ching, ching. So that's how you know to like.
Rotate.
Next.
And some of them, I was so happy to hear that ding, ding.
I was like, okay, leave. I was going to say, because there were 16 of them. And it's funny because one of the guys, I don't know if they left together or it was like the gangster looking one.
No, what happened? Because
there's the gal that was next to me, the left. So Destiny was on the right of me. The gal that was on the left of me, I kept noticing during her dates, like she would go to the bathroom. So either this woman has the tiniest bladder in the world
mm-hmm.
or she really doesn't like this date. So she's going to the bathroom to kill time.
I mean, I wish I would have thought of that tactic. Like, I don't know why I kept trying to somehow be cordial when I literally didn't care, and all I wanted to do was escape some of them. And I don't know.
Yeah,
I guess it's
a part of yeah.
Just, and like I paid for this. That's the only reason I think. And I was just trying to be polite.
And then like it was interesting. It was definitely interesting. I would do it. I would do it again. And take better notes this time. Duh.
Yeah, maybe take like sneak pictures of each guy.
Yeah, or just not give a half of a bleep and put like for real notes. Bring my notepad out. Like,
mm-hmm. Just keep
checking
like,
you.
I, just like yeah, go on. Tell me about yourself. No, but I think the one guy that messaged me, I think I'll message him back. Or I mean that agreed with me or whatever.
Oh,
so.
The one that you like.
Yeah.
See?
Because I only liked three of them, and two of them I think I only said yes because. Like, I'm like, I can't say no to everyone.
Yeah.
And I think the one that messaged, that liked me back was was the one I really liked.
Oh.
So that's, like, out of everyone. It wasn't like, oh my God, you're amazing. It's like, okay.
Let's see where it goes.
Right. I like you.
What about you, cool. Destiny? How many do you want to talk to outside?
So it's definitely two that I can remember. And
the military guy one?
Yes. Yes. Like, the nice one in the suit, military, blah, blah, blah. And I really hope you remember his name because no offense, I can't remember anybody face the name.
This might be him or this might be the gangster dude. I don't remember.
Exactly, right? Oh. But I want to say that one, definitely two. It was one who was really into music as well. So that's a huge, thing for me. And yeah, so it was definitely an experience. It was fun.
Say, hey, we got a few winners out of the 16.
Yes. Honestly, everybody who's there and saw me and Vicky were the clear winners of the night. Because
will be getting all the emails.
Yes, because we were hot. And I will definitely post our hot pictures on Instagram later.
Yes.
Check it out.
Yes.
We got all cute. We took a million selfies to find the right one.
Oh, yes.
Selfie. Yeah, we had plenty of whiskey that night.
Speed dating experience.
I actually woke up on Thursday like, oh, God, I'm dehydrated.
I don't know how you did that on a Wednesday, girl.
I don't know. Like, I was like, oh, hey, let's keep, because we went out and got dinner afterwards.
Oh, yeah, we did. That's why I was in a coma, yeah. So this is restaurant, like, right next door, like, next
right
door
where
to
she
me.
Lives.
Yeah, and it's like, can I say the name? Yeah. Yeah, so, like, it's a little, like, it seems like a hole in the wall. It's so hidden. It's called, like, Barbarossa.
Barbarossa.
Yeah, and like that's like pig in Latin or something like that. I googled it, and so like they have like a rotating menu that they change randomly, and it's like they don't even have paper for it because it changes so much. They just write
on
a board.
Chalkboard.
Yeah, and it's always so good. And
it's
have,
a
like,
cute little quaint place. Like it's mm-hmm.
yeah,
kind of, like cool mood lighting and stuff. But what did we order?
So we ordered, we split the burger and potatoes. And like the potatoes, they're like, I don't know what they do, but it's like poofy and crunchy at the same
time.
Like
sex. It's so good.
And then like we ordered the
pork cracklings.
Yeah.
We thought they were going to be like pork rinds.
But yeah. It was like pork nuggets in the best way. Like it was so good. Like, what's the Mexican, like cubed up type of.
Oh, like al pastor kind of?
No, not that.
Asada?
Either way.
I don't know.
This is very good pork. It was crunchy and yummy and porky and salty.
Porky. Delicious. It was almost like bacon and a like sweet sauce, like grilled oniony sauce, something, or like
yum.
I want to go back.
I want those again. I want to go speed dating. Crazy.
Even if you're in a relationship.
I know.
Indeed. Yeah, let's totally. Yeah, totally.
He says
totally.
He doesn't give enough if I go.
Sweet.
That's funner.
That's awesome.
That's
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's do it. I mean, this time we're find a Groupon. But anyway,
yeah, I know they're doing like an event where it's like where you're stuck in a room, like the puzzle rooms.
Oh my god, I want to do that so bad.
They're gonna have a speed dating event of the puzzle room.
What?
I don't.
Yeah.
How does that work?
I don't
like that. I don't want to do that. No, I say MV told me that. Nope.
I don't even know, because it's like an hour.
Yeah.
To get out, and you're. Yep. Stuck with a rando for an hour?
Well, no, you're stuck with a group of randos. It's gonna be like 12
people. So it's worse.
People.
That is the real, like,
no.
You guys have seen Saw? That's the real Saw right there. I'm not doing that.
I don't want to. I've done them before. It's a lot of fun, but I had a group of people that I liked.
Yeah.
I don't want to go speed it. And I'm afraid that a lot of the people that we saw last night or the couple nights ago are gonna be there again.
I'm never going to. No, I'm never. Yeah, no. I'm not going with this group ever. And,
yeah,
again.
Let's find a different one. We'll find other cool events like that
so
we can go check out.
I don't
out.
Think I'll be at like my greatest when I'm like trapped in a room.
Yeah,
like, I'm not calm, cool, and collected.
I'm gonna be a bitch. Okay.
Well, no because
you are doing this wrong. No. Okay.
It's like okay, come on, that is not the right puzzle. Stop forcing it. Do not break it. Boom.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn into GI bitch real fast. Like.
And everyone will be like, damn, I don't
want to.
No. Sorry.
So like I guess the next thing we could talk about to encourage so instead of speed dating, forget that, it's gonna be a more girls night in.
We actually had this conversation yesterday. It's like we were so tempted to take all the girls, like, let's just leave.
Yeah, we really,
let's just go get drinks somewhere.
And again, a bathroom, we were like, we were you know, having our exit plan.
Do
we
you
were,
know how funny that would be if literally like all the girls just left?
That seemed like, and I would do that. That would seem like such a queen bee thing to do.
And definitely. The guys and the hosts are like, well,
I mean,
they got our money.
They got their money in their email, whatever.
Yeah.
So in the 420 shenanigans of yesterday, of course, like the interwebs have all these posts and things. And so Vicky sent me this link for cannabis infused chai tea. Mm, and so I instantly, oh my gosh, Tivana made me so bougie about tea. I can never go back now. Anyway,
so never have like a regular tea.
I can like I have tea bags now. I'm just like, oh,
no.
Thank you.
Those are gonna be for under my eyes,
right? Anyway, so it's cannabis infused chai tea, and so I watched the video. It looks awesome, and so I instantly pictured just us in onesies having like a sleepover.
Ooh, I can
movie.
Try to borrow my mom's actual tea. Like she bought a tea set, like a teacup set from a garage sale. She got a great deal on it, but she's never used it, so I kind of want to steal it.
Speaking of tea party, can you imagine Alice in Wonderland with, you know, with that kind of tea, like, you know,
in onesies.
Oh,
so that is number one on our movie list. So we wanted to watch movies, you know, in a sleepover, blah blah blah, but like they have to be something that would take full advantage of
trippy.
Yeah, you know what I mean, or like, you know, take advantage of the cannabis chai tea. And so
yes.
Number one on my list is
Alice in Wonderland.
So I'm asking you guys if you have any suggestions or anything that we should watch on our, you know, stoned sleepover.
Yeah, our stoner tea party
sleepover. Yeah, tea party sleepover. So, yeah, for instance, Alice in Wonderland is one. And
Edward Scissorhands.
That's another one. I was thinking about Fifth Element.
Fifth Element.
Multipass.
I'm trying to think. I feel like I see movies and I'm like, oh, man, this would be really trippy if I was high.
Yeah.
But then I can't think of them. I think Avatar would. I've never seen Avatar.
I haven't either, actually.
But, like, the blue people and stuff.
I'm not interested in Avatar. Like, only because I'm so biased, because I grew up watching The Last Airbender, so I was so excited, because it's called Avatar.
Oh.
And so I saw this, and I was just like, no. And so I was so
turned off.
I was so turned off from the beginning that I can never go back.
Well, we could always do it in my house, pull the couch back, put some inflatable mattresses on the ground.
For sure. I should have an actual inflatable mattress. And
I have, like, two of them.
Yeah, or get our onesies out. I have a pink Power Ranger onesie.
What? Yes.
Yeah, so, like, when I was a kid, it was a thing. Like, either I was the pink Power Ranger or we're not playing. Like, that was my rule. So, like,
when I love it. It fits into the whole queen bee thing.
Of course. Like you said, very ethereal. The high priestess, yes.
Well, I'll start thinking.
Yeah,
that's
so
good.
So, yeah, you guys start thinking of movies. And then, like,
listeners, feel free to text us, messages on Facebook, any of that, like, what you guys think would be a good fit.
Indeed.
And then speaking of the marijuanas, you're actually doing something cool this weekend.
Yeah.
Besides the 3-2-1 battle.
Yes, besides that. So yeah, me and Sailor Sage are going to the Dope Cup, and I already have my weed necklace and shirt ready. Like, I can't wait. I got a lot of good deals yesterday for 420. So much weed. I was like a kid in a candy store. Like, Willy Wonka had nothing on a weed shop I went to.
That's awesome.
So you went to, like, a weed shop and they were having, like, deals and stuff?
It was a 420 sale. You literally got four joints for $4.20. So I was like, I want that. It was one called Mother of Dragons. I was like, give me five of those.
Yes. Dude, I would love to see you for Halloween dress up as Daenerys. I think you would rock it.
Dude, I almost did it, but, like, I did the whole Dark Queen, like, the this year or last year, whatever, from Maleficent or
Maleficent?
No.
Oh, you mean
the Dark Queen, like the Dark
Angelina Jolie's character?
No, the other one. Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron? Oh, yeah, the evil queen.
Yeah. So I did that whole look. So yeah, I had, like, dark hair and like, you know, like the dripping crown.
Ooh.
Any excuse for me to have a crown, I am going to take it.
Yeah. I feel like you should do Maleficent too.
Yeah, so like that. So like the wings, like I.
I love Halloween.
F yeah.
I want, like, I saw this
you,
funny
like, can't
meme.
Wait.
I saw this funny meme that says, oh, well, Easter's over. I guess next is Halloween. They're like, wait, no. It's like, nope, Halloween. I'm like, yes.
4th of July and all of that.
My birthday, I don't care. My birthday is my birthday's August 28th, and I'm turning 28, so it is my golden birthday.
Oh, sweet. So you have a costume party.
Start at my house, and then we go to karaoke.
Yeah.
In costumes.
Dope. That is my birthday wish.
I
have spoken!
And that's what it shall be.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's all I want.
The high priestess has says this is what it shall be. So, yeah.
It will be then.
I have been thinking about what I want to do for Halloween, and I have a couple ideas.
Mm-hmm.
One I almost did last year, I almost was Uma Thurman's character in Pulp Fiction.
Dude, add it to the list.
Yep.
That's the girl with
Pulp Fiction. With the black hair.
Yeah. Oh, my friend was that this year. Last year. It was sexy.
It's super comfy, too.
I mean, honestly,
get a wig and...
And my other idea was Sia.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I found the wig for like $18 on Amazon.
Yeah.
So Sia, the singer Sia.
And then, like, you guys have seen me in my, like, huge bows lately. I can totally do your bow for you.
Just do a big bow on top. I think it might come with a bow, but I'm not sure. But other one is there's a show called Legion.
Okay.
And Audrey Plaza plays a character. She's kind of so it's a monster. Spoiler alert, it's a monster. She doesn't start off as a monster, but he's living in this guy's head. And he has different forms. Like, he has, like, this weird, like, kind of creepy-looking boy from a childhood.
Yeah.
Or he looks like the actual monster form, or he looks like Audrey Plaza.
And, I love her. That's hilarious.
At the end of the series, there's one where she's kind of wearing a suit, like an outfit. She's wearing a suit, and she looks pretty cool, but there's one where she gets, like, the crap kicked out of her, so she's bloody and stuff.
I love that.
So it's just like with her, it's just short, curly hair, so just put a wig on and stuff and just dress up as her in a suit. I don't know how many people would actually get it.
It's always those niche ones. Like, I always wanted to do, like, you know, I love the show Archer. So I love cartoons in general. So like I always want to do a Lana character with an Archer character.
Lana!
What? Danger zone.
Oh my god. I've always kind of wanted to do Cheryl. Because she likes to get choked out.
So but have, like do the marks.
I see that at Comic-Con so much.
Dude, we should do like the whole lineup. Have freaking one of the, who's like a mad German scientist? Like have one
Krieger.
Of Krieger. Krieger have somebody.
I would totally love to be Krieger, but I think I know somebody who would look awesome as Krieger.
Yeah.
Chris Walker.
I was thinking Chris too.
Would be a great Krieger.
I think he'd be totally here for it as well. And then like, I don't know who would be Archer, who would think that, because Archer is, even though he's a jerk off. Can we say that? Even though he's a jerk off, like he's pretty hot. So like it has to be somebody who looks like, you know, awesome in a suit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or at least can fake it.
That's very true.
I might have a couple of friends, but I don't know if they'd actually want to do it. I think they have a couple costume plans and stuff like that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Last one. The whole Sailor Moon cast. I am a Sailor Moon site. I need zero excuse to dress up as Sailor Moon. So if you get everybody to be Sailor Moon, Sailor Jupiter, Sailor, etc.
That would be fun. Did you ever watch Sailor Moon when you were a kid?
No.
We're adding that to the cannabis tea party. Yes. Sailor Moon.
I think they're on Hulu right now.
Every single episode is on Hulu.
Is this like a child show?
It's like anime show. Yeah. So it's this high school girl, and it turns out she has I don't remember how. Like I was really little when I saw this.
Yeah. Like I watched it growing up, and so I didn't even realize it was anime until I got older and realized what anime was. Yeah, it's a whole Japanese thing, but like it's about this like high school girl and
like,
the high school friends.
She's technically 14.
She's a child.
She gets this like kind of locket thing, and so she can transform into Sailor Moon. Like she pulls it out, and she'll like the costume will appear on her, and she goes and fights. And they all, they're Sailor Moon, and then they all have all the, like, Sailor Mars, Sailor Jupiter,
and so
Uranus.
If you know anything about me, I am all about that, and tarot cards, and, like, the, you know, the universe.
Do you know how to read tarot cards?
No, because, like, I would rather, like, I would not want to, like, fog up my aura trying to give advice to other people.
It's not giving advice, it's just reading it.
Yeah, you know, I'm really
but
weird.
That's still like I really want to go get my cards read. I think that'd be fun.
I want to get my cards read for sure. I do have one girl that I like. It's crazy. It's like a YouTube thing, but I still love it. It's like her name is Madeline Joan, and like her things are so spot on. But she does like e-reading. So I've gotten like, gosh, 2017. I've gotten like a digital tarot card reading like via Skype before, and I love it. So like I would like to have one.
I wonder if Sage knows how to use them.
Probably.
Oh. But we should have a tarot reading.
Yeah, we should do that in the sleepover. Done. Or we could.
This reminds me of The Craft. First of all, we're adding that to the list. The Craft. Have you guys seen that?
I haven't seen that since I was a kid.
Yeah, so like that all goes with my whole like witchy, ethereal, earthly
world, vibe.
Universe thing. So The Craft. Anyway, yeah.
All right, so we will. So please let us know what movies you think we should watch on our Stone Tea Party.
Yeah.
Sleepover.
Indeed.
And if you've ever been on speed dating, or what do you guys think? Or do you guys think that we should give some of these guys a chance? Or should we try this again? What do you guys think? And I think that's a good place to end it. We will be giving Sage crap next podcast. That's for freaking sure.
And also, I would love to hear about how my love spent their 420. Let me know.
Yeah.
Please.
Alrighty. Because she is the 420 queen here.
The high priestess. Live it, learn it, love it.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye-bye.